This is Richard Basehart with a welcome to Stars Over Hollywood, presented by Carnation Evaporated Milk. And here's your host for Carnation, Art Ballinger.
Welcome to Hollywood, home and workshop of the world's most glamorous people. Each week, Stars Over Hollywood presents in person the world's greatest stars. Actors you've seen in motion pictures and heard on radio. Such famous names as Joan Crawford, Cornell Wilde, Ruth Warwick. Today, Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk, brings you transcribed the romantic 20th Century Fox star, Richard Basehart. The story, The Long Way Home. Ladies, when you buy milk, remember that no other kind of milk has as many uses as Carnation.
Carnation?
As a result, Carnation is ideal for most cream purposes. And whether you use Carnation just as it pours from the can or diluted with water, you'll find it the perfect milk for cooking. Heat-refined Carnation blends more smoothly with other ingredients, which improves the texture, consistency, and flavor of milk dishes. For your own greater convenience and economy, start using Carnation in your home. Carnation, the milk from contented cows. And now, Act One of The Long Way Home, starring Richard Basehart in the role of Stephen Wales. Curtain going up. It's the lobby of a small hotel in a small town late at night. The hotel clerk sleeps in his hard chair. It isn't the time that visitors usually arrive in Melville, but tonight a visitor does arrive.
Hello? Hello?
What? Oh, I'm sorry. Guess I was asleep.
I guess you were.
It's kind of late. Man gets sleepy. Figuring on putting up here for the night?
I sent you where this morning, reserving a room.
Well, that wasn't hardly necessary. We got more empty rooms we know what to do with. What's your name?
Stephen Wales.
Stephen Wales. Ain't a usual kind of name. What business you in, Mr. Wales? It's a right nice luggage you got there.
I'd like to get to my room.
Oh, sure. Of course you would this late. Let's see. 120 ought to be pleasant. I'll take your bag.
Never mind. I can carry it myself.
Well, yeah, I guess you can. Just staying for the one night?
I'm staying for a week.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. We've been having nice weather. Drove here, did you?
That's right.
Left New York this morning, eh?
What makes you think I... Yeah, this morning.
Ever been in Melville before, Mr. Wales?
No.
Here's your room. It's just a mite dusty.
It'll be all right. Good night.
That window you're looking through gives out onto Main Street. That's Town Hall opposite.
I know.
What's that?
Nothing.
It needs a new coat of paint. Here on business, Mr. Wales?
Good night.
I said you here.
Good night.
Well, good night.
And what you'd like for breakfast?
Yeah, I have. Orange juice, hot cakes, and coffee, please.
Juice and coffee. The eggs and bacon's nice.
Yeah, maybe, but I'd rather...
The bacon's real nice. Local product.
Yeah, I know. Jake Pfeffer's hogs.
Well, yeah, that's right. I'll get your food right away. Bacon and eggs, one order, Miss Porter. Funny thing, old man Pfeffer must be getting famous. People from right out of town are hearing about him.
That's a fine house you're looking at.
Huh? Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's an old house, but they built it to last in those days. Are you looking for a place to live? I live right next door. I got the keys to it. Wouldn't mind showing you through.
No, thanks. Wait. Yeah, I think I'd like to go through the house. You don't mind?
No bother at all. Come along. House used to belong to some people named Kreider. been empty for quite a while. Now, here we are. Come right in.
Thanks.
Smells a little musty now. Needs airing. Now, this is the parlor.
The parlor? Yeah, it's changed.
What?
I was just saying I hadn't realized the parlor was so small. The
kitchen's nice and large. And it's through here. Big pantry. You could store plenty of preserves there.
Yeah, plenty. Enough to last all winter.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, the bedroom's upstairs. Come on up.
What happened to the Criders?
Oh, just sort of died out. They weren't a large family. Mr. and Mrs. Crider and the boy. Bedroom's right along here.
Mm-hmm. What happened to the boy?
Up and run away he did, the year his mother died. Well, Mr. Crider wasn't a good man with children. Hard. The boy must have been around 15.
14.
This was his bedroom. Walls all full of nails. Places where a boy would hang his boots, his rifle, maybe.
Pair of ice skates?
Yeah. Funny you're mentioning that. The Crider boy was one of the finest skaters in the county. Yeah, nice room for a boy. Windows looking out over the town. The big maple close by.
And of course, there's the secret door to the attic.
And what? Oh, you mean the steps going up from that closet. Yeah, you've got sharp eyes to notice that.
Let's get out of here.
Hmm? Oh, sure. It's not a bad house. If you're thinking of buying one, settling down.
Well, I'm not exactly thinking of that. I'm going to be in town for only a short while.
Yeah, too bad. You know, talking to the Criders, I haven't even thought of them in years. I wonder whatever happened to the boy.
What do you think would happen to a kid of 14 running away from home and trying to grow up in a big city alone?
Yeah, I see what you mean. Well, we don't have to worry about him. I guess a man like that would never come back home, would he?
Well, evening, Mr. Wales.
Hello.
Been out all day, You look tired.
Yeah, I've done a lot of walking.
Well, you got all night to rest in. All night.
Now I'm checking out.
Checking out? I thought you were staying a week.
I'd forgotten how small Melville was.
Forgotten?
Well, I mean from the guidebook. I've seen all I want to see.
Well, you can see a lot in a day. It takes a mite longer to enjoy it.
I thought I'd stay for a week and rest before moving on, but I better keep moving.
All right, if you insist.
Pa, where's Bill Foster?
Well, he ain't here, Julie.
Well, I can see that.
He was here, though, waited about an hour for you.
Well, I was late, but... Well, he should have waited till I came. Shouldn't he?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess he should have.
Now, Julie, you know he was driving the company car. He had to get it back.
Well, how am I going to get to the dance?
Well,
don't bother telling me it's my own fault that I was late. Just tell me how I'm going to get to Marion Clubhouse.
You can go with your folks.
No, they've already left.
And there's always Lewis's cab.
You mean you expect me to arrive at the dance all by myself? Oh, whose car is that out in front of the hotel?
It's mine.
Oh, well, you wouldn't happen to be going to the dance, would you?
Julie, you can't invite this gentleman to just...
You mean because we haven't been introduced? Well, why don't you introduce us, Pop?
Miss Julie Hayworth, Mr. Wales.
How do you do?
How do you do? Well, now that we've been introduced, wouldn't you like to come to the dance tonight and take me?
Julie, Mr. Wales is returning to the city tonight.
I'm sorry. I was only thinking of myself. Guess a little country dance wouldn't be very exciting for you compared to dances in the city.
Well, as a matter of fact, I practically never went to dances in the city. I'm sure your dances out here are just as much fun.
Well, they are. In a small town sort of way.
I meant what I said. If I weren't going back tonight...
Well, you can always go back tomorrow, can't you?
Julie!
Please excuse me, Mr. Wales. Every time you open your mouth, I sort of jump into it.
Well, I keep opening my mouth, don't I?
Oh, Ah, oh, Stephen, you dance so beautifully.
I dance very badly, and you know it.
Well, you do dance badly at that, but I didn't know it when I was in your arms.
Julie.
Like I am now. I don't know anything except that I'd like it very much if you kissed me. Please, Stephen.
Oh, now, Julie, be... Julie, I'm going away tomorrow.
You planned on staying a week. Oh, please, Stephen, stay a week.
Even if I do, a week isn't a very long time. And at the end of it, I'll go. Without any question, I'll go.
A week's an awfully long time. I should think almost anything could happen in a week.
And so the curtain falls on the first act of today's radio drama, The Long Way Home, starring Richard Basehart, and brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Before we return to the second act, here is Carnation's home service director, Mary Blake, to tell you how to deal with children's lagging appetites in hot weather.
That's more of an issue than you might think, Art. And if we could only get the children to drink their milk as readily as they go for soft drinks in warm weather, we'd have no problem.
True enough, Mary. So, what do you suggest?
I suggest iced chocolate milk, Art, a delicious drink that I find the youngsters really like. But most important, it has all the nutritious elements of good whole milk.
Iced chocolate milk, eh? Say, anything special about the way it's made?
Only that it calls for Carnation evaporated milk, Art. One large can.
Well, that's special. Double rich Carnation costs far less than bottled milk. Yet it's richer in vital milk solids than your state standard for bottled milk. Even when you mix it with an equal amount of water.
And that's just what you do, Art. To make iced chocolate milk, you add an equal amount of cold water, plus a quarter cup of sweetened chocolate syrup. Stir or shake in a covered container, chill, and serve.
Now, let me go over that again, Mary. You say, combine a tall can of undiluted Carnation with an equal amount of cold water. Add a quarter cup of sweetened chocolate syrup. Stir or shake, chill, and serve. Right?
That's iced chocolate milk, Art, made the Carnation way. A very tasty and refreshing drink for the children. Smooth and rich, thanks to Carnation. And just full of nutrition. I suggest serving it for lunches as well as between meals. And generously, too, because Carnation iced chocolate milk costs very little to serve. Just pennies a glass.
Good idea, Mary, and thanks a lot. Friends, try Mary Blake's very fine suggestion for a nourishing, refreshing, and economical drink for the children when hot weather takes the edge off appetites. Iced chocolate milk, made with double-rich Carnation, the milk that whips. We return now to the second act of The Long Way Home, starring Richard Basehart in the role of Stephen Wales. Stephen Wales was a visitor to Melville, a visitor, and yet he seemed to know more about the little town than any casual visitor could possibly know. He'd just changed his plan to stay a week when he met Julie Hayworth, found himself taking her to a dance, and changed his plan again. The next evening at the amusement park...
The sun's gone down. The grass is getting wet. Are you trying to inveigle me into an advanced case of rheumatism?
Here, I'll help you to your gouty feet, Grandpa.
Well, thanks, granddaughter.
Oh, you got grass all over the back of your jacket. Here, take it off.
Okay.
Give me, and I'll clean it for you. Oh, now then...
Hey, don't turn it upside down. You'll dump all my worldly goods on...
I hope you have plenty of worldly goods. Here, I'll help you gather them together. Keyring, 37 cents and very small change, and... Oh.
Well, Julie.
A steamship ticket. Steve, you're going to Europe.
Yes.
Oh, but that's so far away. Steve, are you coming back?
No.
But I love you, Steve.
You like me, Julie. Probably you'll find me exciting because I'm different from the people you've known all your life. I'm older than you are. That's all it amounts to.
Who are you trying to convince, Steve? Me or yourself?
You better let me have the ticket.
And this. It's a passport, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, but it doesn't say Stephen Wales. It says Stephen Crider.
That's my real name.
Then why have you called yourself Wales?
Mm-hmm. Business reasons.
Crider. I've heard that name. Didn't there used to be Criders living here in Melville a long time ago?
Yes, my mother and father. Myself until I was 14.
Oh.
It's getting dark, Julie. Cold. We better go. Pop.
Well, evening, Mr. Wales. You've been out late.
Yeah, I had a lot of walking to do, thinking.
Kind of a pity you took so long.
What do you mean?
Somebody's been waiting for you for hours.
Who?
Hello, Steve.
Julie, what are you doing?
I've stayed out terribly late. When we're married, you'll do nothing of the kind.
Julie.
Uh-oh. They just proposed to you.
You've got to go home.
Darling, at this hour of the night, I wouldn't dare go home. Unless I was engaged to be married. Oh, Steve, I always thought it would happen on the crest of a hill with a moon in the sky. The man would be kneeling at my feet. But, oh, Steve, if you have to go to Europe, take me with you.
There'd be no life for you there.
Well, then stay here with me. There's a life for you here.
I ran away from it 20 years ago.
But you've come home again.
But I'm not what I was then.
Oh, you were only a frightened little boy then, Steve. Now you're a man, strong and clever and... I love you, and there's nothing you can't do.
I can't erase 20 years from my life.
Nobody can stop you, Steve, if you really want to stay. And...
I want to, Julie. God knows I want to.
Then you must, because... Oh, Steve, I love you so.
Juice, eggs, bacon, and coffee, huh?
Say, congratulations. Julie's a wonderful girl.
Thanks. The Melville Grapevine at work?
It's the Melville Press Courier.
The what?
Morning paper. I got it here. There's the announcement.
Local boy Stephen Crider returns home. Engaged to... formerly of New York... an A.P. byline. I've got to get out. Get out.
Mister, ain't you waiting for your breakfast? I guess he ain't.
Come in. I'll be through in a minute. Then you can take the bags and...
Steve!
What? I thought you were the boy for my bags.
Steve, what are you doing?
I'm packing.
Well, but why?
Because I'm getting out fast. The newspaper here got hold of my real name. It'll make a New York paper.
Well, I did that, Steve. I told Editor Wiley.
Thanks a lot.
Steve, what are you doing?
I told you. I'm getting out. I can still make that boat to yours
before you have to marry me?
Julie, it's no good anymore. It never really was.
I'm sorry. I was so stupid.
Julie, I love you, but I've got to go away. Julie.
I'm sorry, Steve. But I'm not a heroine in a novel or something. I can't understand what's happening. All I know is if a man loves a woman, he wants to stay with her. If he doesn't want to stay with her, well, then...
I'll send for you later.
Will you, Steve?
No. You belong here, in Melville.
And you don't. Well, I guess you had a lot of fun laughing at me.
I never laughed at you, Julie.
I suppose you have a very good reason for leaving.
I suppose love isn't as important as I thought it was. Oh, I suppose I'll get over it. Get over being laughed at.
They won't laugh at you. No one will.
Of course they will, darling. A girl left at the altar is very funny. Very funny.
Julie, look at me. I'm not going.
Because you're sorry for me?
No, because I love you. Because I've come the long way home. Because you said once that anything could happen in a week. You're right. A man can live a whole lifetime in a week. You love and be happy and grow old even in a few hours.
Your hotel, sir. Well, you know, Melville's population's growing. Look, there's a guest rocking like mad on the hotel porch.
A guest? I don't think he's really a guest, Julie.
Oh, do you know him?
He hasn't seen me.
What, Steve?
Huh? Nothing.
Oh, Steve, that dinner's going to get cold if you sit around mumbling. Mom and Pop are likely to start wondering just what kind of a man I'm marrying.
What kind of a man are you marrying, Julie?
My kind.
Your kind doesn't let people down, do they? They don't run away and hide for a few extra years of emptiness and loneliness.
Steve, what's the matter?
I always get philosophical this hour. It's a bad habit. Julie, it's been good, hasn't it?
Very good.
Neither of us knows what's going to happen tomorrow or years from now. We don't care, do we? Whatever happens, years from now or tomorrow.
Darling, you sound so solemn.
It's just a twinge of rheumatism from the night air. Kiss, beautiful?
Right out here on Main Street?
Well, can you think of a better place?
Nope.
Now, will you get on home? Julie?
Yes?
Julie, tell your mother not to wait dinner too long for me. I might be held up for a little while.
All right. But only for a little while, Steve?
Only for a little while. Goodbye, darling.
Hi, Kreider.
Hello, Mickey.
Boys in the mob were saying that Kreider, he wouldn't be stupid enough to let his name and address get in the papers without a reason.
They were wrong, weren't they?
Yeah. See, you was new with us. We didn't even send you out on a job yet. What'd you run out for?
Because just thinking about it made me feel dirty, that's why. I don't like to feel dirty.
And you stayed right here in this little hick town knowing you was a clay pigeon? Why?
It's none of your business.
Have anything to do with that pretty girl that just let you out of a car?
Look, why don't you do what you came up here for?
You really figure to marry her, huh?
Yeah. I did.
We had a hunch that story in the paper was a phony, a cover-up for something you was going to pull. Say, you really are a sap, aren't you?
Why?
Falling for that girl. Settling down this dead little burg. Well, I guess I made the trip for nothing.
Hmm? What do you mean by that?
Figured I'd take you back with me. You'd have gone far with us, Kreider, but if this is what you want...
It is.
Well, far as we're concerned up here, you can't be a help or a menace, sir. So long, sap. Give my regards to the bride.
Yeah, that's just what I'm going to do. Right now.
And so the curtain comes down on the final act of The Long Way Home. This week's Stars Over Hollywood show is presented by Carnation Evaporated Milk and starring Richard Basehart. In just a moment, we'll have news about next week's show. Meantime, how about a curtain call, Richard Basehart?
Sure thing, Art. Especially since it gives me a chance to say how much fun it's been appearing on Stars Over Hollywood. I really enjoyed it.
No more than we have, Dick. You gave us a swell performance, and we're grateful to you. By the way, how's that 8-month-old boy of yours coming along?
Jack? He's fine. He's getting to be a real rugged fellow.
Like his dad, eh? Well, you know, that's why we make such a big thing of telling folks with new babies about Carnation Evaporated Milk. Carnation gets them off to such a fine start. Those important milk minerals plus vitamin D really do a job of building rugged bodies and developing sound teeth. Parents always appreciate the safety of Carnation, too. Carnation is not only pasteurized, you know, it's also sterilized after the can is sealed. And say, babies' delicate systems appreciate Carnation, too. It's so easy to digest. All in all, it's not surprising that 8 out of 10 mothers who use Carnation say their doctor recommended it. Carnation, remember, is the milk every doctor knows. And now, Dick, for giving us such fine entertainment today, here's something we want you to have to take home to your lovely wife. This bouquet of red and white carnations, just like those pictured on every can of Carnation evaporated milk.
Well, thanks a lot. It's very kind. Incidentally, I hear you got a great show planned for next week.
Our star on next Saturday's Stars Over Hollywood show will be Ruth Warwick.
Oh, that's wonderful. What kind of a play is she doing?
Well, it's a story of a mother who tells her young son about Goldilocks and the Three Bears, only in a very modern version. It's called Bedtime Story.
It's an intriguing idea. I'll be sure to listen. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, Dick. The story on today's Stars Over Hollywood was written by Louis Vittes. Supporting Richard Basehart were Virginia Eiler, Jack Crucian, Ruth Parrott, and Fred Howard. Music was composed and conducted by Rex Corey, and the program was directed and transcribed by Don Clark. Ladies, when you shop for groceries today, be sure to have Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk, on your shopping list. No other kind of milk has as many uses as Carnation.
Carnation for cooking.
Carnation for coffee.
Carnation for baby feeding.
Good, good, good. For milk that's extra good, you should get the brand that's called Carnation. Rich, rich, rich. For milk that's creamy rich, you should get the brand that's called Carnation.
And now for the Carnation Company and Stars Over Hollywood, this is Art Ballinger suggesting that you be sure to see the George Burns and Gracie Allen television show brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Tune in every Saturday and hear the world's greatest motion picture stars in person on Stars Over Hollywood. Next Saturday, we are proud to present Ruth Warwick in Bedtime Story. Stay tuned now for Grand Central Station, which follows immediately over most of these stations. Richard Basehart appeared through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox. Producers of the Technicolor production, Lydia Bailey, starring Dale Robertson and Anne Francis. Stars Over Hollywood comes to you from our Hollywood studios and is heard in Canada over the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.